Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on Miguel, M-I-G-U-E-L, Angel, and the last name is Valley, V-A-L-L-E, dash, Reyes, R-E-Y-E-S. The examinee was accompanied to the evaluation by Yaslin Morales to serve as an interpreter. Period. According to the information obtained from the examinee in this fashion, on 12-18-19, Miguel Angel Valley Ruiz slipped and fell at work, injuring his right wrist and shoulder. Pretty was seen at Pomona Hospital emergency room the same day. Pretty had further evaluation and treatment, including surgery, but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Pretty has completed his course of active treatment. Period. In paragraph, as per his claim petition, he alleged that he fell, injuring his right arm, comma, right shoulder, comma, and cervical spine. Period. There is a separate claim petition, also for 12-18-19, alleging he was connecting a hose to a fiberglass grinder and slipped while coming down from the boat, falling approximately 6 feet, resulting in permanent injuries to his right shoulder and hand. Per treatment records show he was seen at the emergency room in Pomona, New Jersey on 12-18-19. Period. He complained of pain in the right wrist after a fall. Period. He had x-rays to be inserted here. Period. He was diagnosed with a closed fracture of the distal radius and ulna, for which he was immobilized. Period. More specifically, they found an ulnar styloid process fracture. Period. New paragraph, he was seen, scratch that, an injury or illness incident report was completed on 12-19-19, documented Mr. Valley had pain and deformity of the right wrist, period. Is thought to have a probable fracture. Period. And put this underlined. He actually was seen at the Viking Yacht Clinic on 12-18-19 when they thought he had a fracture and sent him to the emergency room, after which he received the treatment already described. Period. New paragraph. On 12-19-19, he came under the care of Dr. Marzyk, M-A-R-C-Z-Y-K, period. He was wearing a long sugar tongue splint in place, period. Follow-up x-rays at the emergency room after splinting revealed no change in the position of the fracture. Period. Dr. Marzyk diagnosed unstable right distal radius fracture with acute carpal tunnel syndrome. Pretty recommended surgical open reduction, internal fixation, and release of the carpal tunnel as an outpatient. Period. Mr. Valley did not offer symptoms involving his cervical spine or right shoulder at that time. Period. Surgery was done on 12-20-19 to be inserted here. Period. He returned to Dr. Marzyk postoperatively on 12-30-19. Period. He was placed in a cast for 2 weeks. Period. X-rays revealed good position of the distal radius status post volar plating with a large ulnar styloid fracture as well in good position. Period. He continued to be seen by Dr. Marzyk regularly with serial x-rays demonstrating progressive healing. Period. He was referred for physical therapy as well. Period. On 7/20/20, Dr. Marzik recommended a functional capacity evaluation as he appeared to plateau in therapy and his recovery. On the visit of 10/5/20, he wrote this was denied by the insurance carrier. He thought Mr. Valley needed permanent restrictions of a 15-pound weight restriction. Period exam found wrist flexion on the right to 60 degrees compared to 70 degrees on the left. Period extension on the right was to about 60 degrees compared to 70 degrees on the left. Period had full pronation and supination. Period there was mild tenderness in the radiocarpal region. Period there was no DRUJ tenderness. Period. He was deemed to have achieved maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph. However, on 6/21/21, Mr. Valley was seen orthopedically by Dr. Dwyer. Period. He had stopped working for the insured in March of 2020. Period. He gave a history that on 12/18/19, he was utilizing a grinder on a windshield, and as he was moving down the windshield, the grinder twisted his right wrist as he reached the bottom of the windshield. Period. As the grinder twisted, he ended up falling and landing on his right arm with the grinder still in his right hand. Period. He then was seen at the emergency room and found to have a fracture. Period. He then treated with Dr. Marzik, who performed surgery. Period. He observed there was no mention of right shoulder pain in the records from Dr. Marzik. Period. He had been seen by Dr. Baliga on 9/16/20, who recommended orthopedic evaluation of the right shoulder, and returned to Dr. Marzik for the right wrist fracture to ensure it had completely healed. Period. He did see Dr. Marzik again on 10/5/20 and discharged him at maximum medical improvement. Period. Mr. Valley expressed the right shoulder has begun to bother him 3 months after the injury on 12/18/19. Period. This was anterior in location. Period. He had been unemployed since March 2020. Period. Right shoulder x-ray showed some irregularity along the acromion process near the acromion clavicular joint that may be related to arthritic changes. Period. However, if symptoms weren't, an MRI was advised. Period. Dr. Dwyer diagnosed right shoulder pain, comma, superior glenoid labrum lesion of the right shoulder, comma, traumatic incomplete tear of the right rotator cuff, comma, as well as osteoarthritis of the right acromioclavicular joint. Period. He again reviewed the notes of the hand surgeon that were absent any complaints involving the right shoulder. Period. He had been seen by Dr. Baliga for the purposes of a plaintiff assessment on 9/16/20. Period. At that time, he complained of right shoulder pain radiating down to his elbow. Period. He denied a prior history of injury to the right shoulder to Dr. Dwyer. Period. He recommended an MRI arthrogram to assess the shoulder further. Period. This was completed on 7/27/21 to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph on 8/23/21, Dr. Dwyer reevaluated him after the study. Period. He reviewed it, noting there was an arthritic AC joint with superimposed fluid production and a near full-thickness bursal-sided rotator cuff tear. Period. He recommended arthroscopic acromioplasty, comma, complete distal clavicle excision, and rotator cuff repair of the right shoulder. Period. The petitioner was agreeable to pursue that course of action. Period. On 10/8/21, Dr. Dwyer performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. He followed up post-operatively through 22. He had previously been referred for physical therapy, but did not attend any sessions. Period. He had returned to full unrestricted duty and was now discharged at maximum medical improvement. Period. He denied neck pain or back pain. Period. Active forward flexion was 120 degrees and passive forward flexion was 160 degrees. But there was full range of motion of the elbow, wrist, and hand. Period. Light touch was intact and his hand was well perfused. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed mild swelling of the right wrist, but no atrophy or effusions. Bridge's nails were bitten bilaterally. Period. There was a healed open surgical scar on the radial aspect of the right wrist, measuring 2.5 inches in length. Period. Passive right shoulder abduction was 130 degrees, comma, flexion 140 degrees with tenderness, comma, internal rotation to 65 degrees with tenderness, comma, external rotation to 70 degrees, as well as adduction and extension full to 50 degrees. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation was to the waist level. Period. Motion of the wrist in flexion on the right was 55 degrees and left 60 degrees, with extension on the right 60 degrees and left of 50 degrees. Period. Bilateral, radial, and ulnar deviation were full. Period. Motion of the elbows and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus tenderness, triggering or locking. Period. Retended to palpation of the right anterior shoulder and the base of the bony thenar eminence, but there was none on the left. Hands elbow, he had a positive grind test on the right, which was negative on the left. Shoulder maneuvers, he had a positive rapidly scratch test on the right, which was negative on the left. Cervical normal and thoracic normal impressions. On 12-18-19, Miguel Angel Valle Reyes fell with a grinder in his hand. Period. He was seen at the insured's in-house clinic and then was referred to the emergency room. Period. They performed x-rays and diagnosed a fracture for which he was immobilized. Period. He then was seen by hand specialist Dr. Marzik. Period. On 12-20-19, surgery was done to be inserted here. Period. He had a follow-up with Dr. Marzik through 10-5-20. Period. At no time did the petitioner offer complaints involving his right shoulder or cervical spine. Period. New paragraph. On 6-21-21, he was seen by Dr. Dwyer for a need for treatment evaluation. Period. At that time, the petitioner admitted he did not have symptoms in his right shoulder until 3 months after the accident. Period. In any event, he had an MR arthrogram of the shoulder to be inserted here. Period. This was followed by surgery on 10-8-21 to be inserted here. Period. He followed up postoperatively and was noncompliant with physical therapy. Period. An FCE was suggested but not completed. Period. In paragraph, the current examination found there to be decreased range of motion about the right shoulder, more pronounced than when discharged by Dr. Dwyer. Period. This was only in February of 2022. Period. He had a positive rapidly scratch test on the right shoulder and a positive grind maneuver at the right hand. Period. He did have intact strength and sensation. Period. In paragraph, there is 10% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right hand. Period. There is 10% permanent partial total disability referable to the right shoulder. Period. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the cervical spine. Period. for the reasons cited above. His disability involving the right shoulder is not causally related to the event of 12-18-19. Period. End.